Liverpool 2-1 Chelsea, Arne Slot's measured approach leads Liverpool surge to top. BBC Sport, date modified colon 2024-10-20T20:28:23.221Z, description colon Liverpool's heavy metal approach under Jurgen Klopp may be a thing of the past, but Arne Slot passed his first big test against Chelsea. Slot's more measured Liverpool pass biggest test yet, image source, Getty Images image caption, Liverpool head coach Arne Slot's controlled approach is in sharp contrast to predecessor Jurgen Klopp. Phil McNulty, chief football writer at Anfield, published, October 20, 2024, comments, Liverpool's reshaped style under new head coach Arne Slot may be more middle of the road than the heavy metal of predecessor Jurgen Klopp, but it has taken them on a direct route to the top of the Premier League. Slot's tempo is more measured than the full-tilt thrills that were Klopp's trademark, but the 2-1 win over Chelsea in an engrossing Anfield encounter continued the Dutchman's near-flawless start since taking charge of the Reds. Liverpool's outstanding opening in the new era has been framed by the standard of opposition they have faced, meaning optimism has been cloaked with caution, with this meeting with Enzo Maresca's improving Chelsea regarded as Slot's biggest test, even though he has already enjoyed a 3-0 win at Manchester United. It was an examination Liverpool had to dig deep to pass, in what was a show of resilience and mental strength, as opposed to the glorious attacking chaos that brought so much success under Klopp. And it was no less enjoyable for all that as far as the home fans were concerned. They celebrated raucously at the final whistle, the magnificent Curtis Jones deservedly the match winner after Nicholas Jackson had equalized Mohamed Salah's first half penalty. This video cannot be played. To play this video you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. Media caption, Benitez analyses fantastic Jones performance. What do stats say about Liverpool's more studied approach? Liverpool seem able to exert greater control under Slot's more studied style than on the occasions when so many victories were secured after a wild ride under Klopp. This must never be taken as a criticism of the German, who left at the end of last season after a 9-year spell as boss, but Slot's early statistics are hugely impressive, the home defeat by Nottingham Forest in September the one blot on his record. This was Slot's 10th win in 11 games, their best record in any campaign since 1990-91. When then-manager Kenny Dalglish had an identical record. During the Premier League era, only Manchester City's Pep Guardiola, who won his first 10 matches, has reached that many wins in all competitions in fewer matches than Slot. For someone entrusted with the weighty responsibility of succeeding an Anfield icon in Klopp, Slot has carried it comfortably in his quiet, understated fashion. Chelsea's pass completion rate of 88.1% was the highest on record, since 2003-04, by any away team at Anfield in a Premier League game. And yet, apart from a couple of late scares, Liverpool gave off an air of control that is fast becoming a Slot hallmark. Maresca's side may have had the ball but Liverpool were solid, with deputy goalkeeper Calvin Kelleher, in for injured Alisson, rarely troubled. Liverpool's passing accuracy of 85.9% this season is only slightly improved on Klopp's final campaign, 85.8%, while Slot's side are playing fewer long balls per game, 22.6 as opposed to 25.3 last term. While some stats are similar, there is a marked difference in passes played into the box, with 39.3 per game under Klopp last season and 28.9 under Slot. And there is also a more structured defensive look to Slot's Liverpool, with the stats suggesting they are pressing less aggressively this season. They regained possession in their attacking third 6.1 times per game last season, while that figure is now down to 4.3 times. Liverpool were fourth best in the league by that measure in Klopp's farewell campaign. This season, under Slot, they are down to ninth, substance over style, but Liverpool still showed up. There are few huge differences statistically but this is undoubtedly a different Liverpool to watch, not as exciting or frenetic but so far just as effective. Chelsea actually dominated possession at Anfield with 57.3%, while Liverpool's tally of 8 shots on target was the fewest they have had in a Premier League game at Anfield since February 2021. Liverpool, however, never felt under siege or serious sustained pressure. Slot accepted this was more a case of substance than style, as he told BBC Sport, "Many other games were hard, but this might have been the hardest, maybe because of the amount of quality players they have and the structure they have. We had to fight really hard to get this one over the line. We defended so strong through the whole team. There was incredible work rate." The Dutchman added, "The better the teams you face, the more you need to fight. In the Premier League there are so many good teams, so if you want to win at least you need to fight, and then hopefully the individuals can make the difference. We showed up. That was the most important thing." Image source, Getty Images. Image caption, Mohamed Salah celebrates after his penalty set Liverpool on their way to victory over Chelsea at Anfield, in some ways different, but just the same in so many others. Liverpool also responded well to pressure applied from down the M6 by Manchester City earlier on Sunday, Guardiola's defending champions briefly returning to top spot with a dramatic, controversial late win at Wolverhampton Wanderers. The Reds are back in pole position before next Sunday's visit to title rivals Arsenal, who are 4 points behind. This was Liverpool's biggest test on two levels, and the response was impressive against a Chelsea side who are unquestionably on the road to recovery under Maresca, only lacking the punch to go with their possession. Jones was the Anfield outfit's headline act with arguably his finest performance for the club, earning Salah's penalty and then seeing another spot kick awarded when he was bundled over in a challenge with Chelsea keeper Robert Sanchez, only to see it overturned by the video assistant referee, VAR. He not only scored the winner but flung himself in front of Cole Palmer when Chelsea's in-form talisman looked poised to strike. Liverpool-born Jones delivered the complete performance on a day when his team put down yet another marker that life at Anfield can still flourish under Slot in the post-Klopp era. In some ways different, but just the same in so many others. Related topics, Liverpool Premier League football, more on this story, latest Liverpool news, analysis and fan views. Get Liverpool news sent straight to your phone, published July 26, 2022. Comments cannot be loaded. To load comments you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. View comments, top stories, Van Dijkken talks with Liverpool about new deal. Published 5 hours ago, we lost our local fans, we lost our beautiful stadium, we lost our city. Published 9 hours ago, Livingstone to captain England with Butler ruled out. Published 3 hours ago, elsewhere on the BBC, a family driven from their home by a violent spirit, the truth behind rumours about strange events in a terraced house in West Belfast in 1989, the inside story of a scandal that rocked Hollywood. Video: the inside story of a scandal that rocked Hollywood, who is the mysterious former waiter who bought Hollywood's legendary MGM/UA studio in 1990, who will run Rupert Murdoch's media empire in the future. The succession battle played out in a courtroom in the U.S. state of Nevada recently. David uncovers the hidden histories of two buildings, discover the lives of residents in London and Berlin during World War II. Elsewhere in sport, Rabada takes 300th test wicket, how does he compare? Benitez praises fantastic Jones' performance for Liverpool. Video: Benitez praises fantastic Jones' performance for Liverpool, penalty momentum killer for title hopes. Norris, Slot's more measured Liverpool pass biggest test yet, should Wolves have reacted quicker to controversial Man City winner? Video: should Wolves have reacted quicker to controversial Man City winner? Chiefs stay unbeaten after scrappy Super Bowl rematch, New Zealand beat South Africa to win T20 World Cup. Video: New Zealand beat South Africa to win T20 World Cup, are exhibitions impacting tight tennis calendar? Bates and Devon's crowning moment in World Cup of Hope, Man City winner at Wolves a grey area, but what does law say? Stockholm Derby suspended after pyrotechnics thrown, Per Sahl makes NFL debut 50 days after being shot, do Arsenal have a red card problem, and could it cost them the title? The Black coaches leading Orlando Pride to success, which Premier League players have been surprise packages? Desperate measures bring Pakistan a moment of salvation, never give up. Calafiori's journey from big injury to Premier League, from Accrington Stanley to England number 2, who is all-round good egg Barry Tuchel, a sacrifice of principle or best man for England job. vote now for your BBC Women's Footballer of the Year. Home news, sport, business, innovation, culture, travel, earth, video, live, terms of use about the BBC privacy policy, cookies, accessibility, help, parental guidance, contact the BBC, get personalized newsletters, why you can trust the BBC, advertise with us, copyright 2024 BBC. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking, window __web_app_config____.